Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike to tell you along with Charlie Long. Want to tell everybody a little after 5:20 we'll have on with us our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereth. Always love to have Stink on with us to talk about not only the Saints. We'll get his thoughts on Tyler Shuck being named the starter for the Black and Gold. Also, certainly about the game itself and upcoming game against a really good Los Angeles Rams football team. And if you look back over the last couple games, man, it's been Stafford. He has just carved them up. And can they get pressure on him? Can Chase Young have another big game? Because I thought defensively, you know, listen, you played pretty good in that game against Tampa. It was not a Baker Mayfield game. And they didn't run the football very well. But you can't turn the ball over four times. You can't drop passes. You can't have all these pre-snap penalties. And it's not done by the rookies. It's done by the veterans. I mean, that's what would upset me more than anything if I was coach. If the young guys do it, I get it. It's the older players on this team jumping and moving and everything else, making mistakes. You can't have that in this game. You know better at this stage because you've got that experience. Charlie, no surprise. We've talked about this for the past couple of weeks. There is no good time to put in the rookie quarterback. But we knew eventually the baton would be kind of passed to Tyler Shuck. You continue to lose. The pressure's going to mount on the coaching staff, everything else, and that you got to play Tyler. He was put in a really difficult situation because when he got put in there, it was like, hey, dude, get in there and try to do something. Well, you know, you're doing this against Todd Bowles' defense. He's going to play a shell coverage. He's going to play, you know, a lot of off coverage. He gives you a little bit of a throwdown feel of 5, 6, 7 yards, but he's not letting you beat him deep. That's not going to happen with Todd. So now you're up against the Rams, and you're going to get a full week of practice to see how well he can handle it from a mental standpoint. But it's also, this game is about processing quickly as the quarterback. And I can recall we had Sean Payton on a few times and asking him about when you evaluate a quarterback. I think it's the toughest thing when you're looking at a college quarterback, of how you'll be able to process that at the NFL level. Because we've all seen quarterbacks that look great in college. And then they come into the NFL, and, man, they get kind of spooked with everything. I mean, it throws you all off. It's a different game, totally, at that point. And so now you're going up against Mr. Shula's defense, and he's been innovative. Got a lot of young guys on the defensive side of the football for the Rams. They get after you pretty good, too. Even with the loss of Aaron Donald a year ago, you can see they get after the quarterback. But first things first, they stop the run and say, okay, kid, go ahead and beat us throwing the ball. I dare you. I dare you to do it. And also it's going to be a big test for the Saints secondary. I know Bob talks about when they were out in California practicing, Davante Adams, he spun Kool-Aid McKinstry around like a top.
Yep.
Bob, he was like, Mike, you would have to see it to believe it. I mean, he did it like with ease, beating Kool-Aid over and over and over again, and then he was, okay, I take a powder. I'm going to just go sit down and watch. Puka Nacua was the best one. I think he had like maybe three or four snaps. He catch a ball over the middle. He runs about 20 yards. The next thing you know, he's on the sidelines talking to some of the movie stars from California, you know, during the practice. I mean, hey, it's over for me. But they didn't have Stafford that day. That was a situation where Jimmy Garoppolo took the vast majority of the snaps along with Stetson Bennett. But Stafford's a different guy. I look at pocket quarterbacks today, and Matt will drift a little bit left and right. To me, he's the best in the business. Jared Goff is right there with him, but I think Stafford, the way he can throw the football in the pocket, he's the best in the game today, being what you want to call really a pocket-style quarterback. Let's see what happens with Tyler Shuck, how quickly he can process what the Rams are throwing at him defensively, and can he find the open man, and can you have other guys help you? You need to catch the ball. You can't fumble it, and you can't have all these penalties, which would really drive me up the wall if I was a coach.
So I'm not comparing the players. I'm comparing the situation. You remember, Mike, last year, it was maybe around week seven or ish, somewhere around there, the Patriots go to Drake May.
Yeah, we talked about it, yeah.
Against the Houston Texans defense, and a ferocious defense at that. They threw him kind of into the fire. And that's what the Saints are seemingly doing here with Tyler Shuck. This Rams defense is awesome. Mike, I mean, you talked about their pass rush. They're second in the NFL. Denver's a league above everybody else, right?
Yep.
They're leading the league with 36 sacks. But the Rams are number two with 26 on the season. And we're looking at just that front seven that I had mentioned. Byron Young is third in the NFL in sacks right now at 9, personally. And he's only behind Myles Garrett, Brian Burns, both at 10. Garrett got 5 against, you know, Drake May this past week. And that's a little side story. But also, Jared Verse is a stud. Puna Ford, the defensive tackle, is a beast on the inside. Like, you have some guys here. Kobe Turner. This is going to be tough for Tyler Shuck as a rookie QB going up against that front seven that the Rams will throw at you because they are so, so nasty. And you can ask any Eagles fan or anything like that. The team that gave them the most trouble last year, Mike, we've talked about it time and time again, the Rams are a true contender. And it's not just because you have the offensive firepower with Matt Stafford, with Puka Nacua, with Davante Adams, Kyren Williams, all those weapons that they have offensively. But man, that defense, especially the front seven, is just nasty, Mike.
Yeah, I remember this is at Dr. David Elias's pro football camp, and Will Campbell was one of the counselors there. I asked him, toughest guy you went against, and he gave me a look. He said, you know, Verse. And kind of Jared gave him right. The business a little bit in that game, and he's like, man, it was quite a battle between the two of us. And man, he was like, man, he is so quick coming off the edge, but he said he's got like a group of moves to hit you with. It's just not always an outside edge move and cut the corner. He said he'll do that a couple times, and the next thing you know, he shows it to you, and then he cuts you hard inside, and you got to kind of trick catch him, so to speak. So, yeah, it's quite a test for Tyler Shuck. We'll see how well the prospect part of it is with him, because I always think that for a young quarterback and somebody who's got it going through his head, you have to get out of there real quick. And he knows that pass rush is going to get after him. When we come back, we'll have on with us from Odyssey Sports, our NFL insider, Mark Schlaff, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. And we're joined by our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Stink, how the podcast is going?
The podcast is going great, man. Growing like a weed. It's been a lot of fun. I always do. I've got the Saints in a couple of weeks, so this will be great. And I do a deal on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You can see it on YouTube or wherever you get podcasts. But I call it the leftovers. And so when I meet with coaches and I meet with players, and, you know, I always meet with the head coach and the coordinators, and I meet with, you know, the quarterback, and I meet with somebody on the defensive side of the ball. And then I probably talk to 8, 10, 12 guys on the field on Sundays. And so the things that don't get in the broadcast, I bring to the Leftovers podcast of the game I just did. So I've got the Cleveland slash New England game that I did last week. This week I've got Raiders and Jacksonville, and then next week I believe I'm Carolina and the Saints. I think it's next week, so, or the week after. So anyhow, you can check that out on YouTube.
Mark, before I ask you about the Saints, you talk about Cleveland, New England, and Miles Garrett. Okay, poor Will Campbell. I mean, and he beat both tackles now. Will.
Let me stop you right there.
Okay.
Because Will Campbell is going to be an all-pro player.
Oh, no question.
Okay, he's going to be an all-pro player. I didn't like the plan.
Okay.
And here's what I didn't like. Like, you know, you got to double team that dude is from another planet. Like, he's not made from the same stuff the rest of us are made of, all right? So you've got to have a great plan on how you're going to double-team that guy. And you know Cleveland and Jim Schwartz are going to run those wide nines. They're going to be out there a ways, right? So what they ended up doing in New England, which I commented on the broadcast, is they ended up having the tight end out on him. The tight end hit him, 1,001, 1,000, and then released. And Will Campbell has taken a set. So after the tight end releases, he's one-on-one with Will Campbell from about 3 yards away. And so now all of a sudden here he comes with ahead of speed, and he's either going to bull rush you or hit you on a quick swim and turn a corner or have that, you know, that Euro step move on the inside. And I was like, dude, line that tight end up, and you take the outside half. Let me take the inside half. Let's put four hands on this SOB. Let's stop him on the line of scrimmage, and then you can release. Like, I thought it was a horrible plan. Like, a horrible plan. And so I look at that like, man, you left Will Campbell to hang out to dry. I hated it. I mean, it gave me, I almost had diarrhea calling the game. And I would never do that. He didn't necessarily, the plan to me was, it was kind of a garbage plan.
What I was going to say is when Will's working out for the draft, he had told me, he's like, yeah, Mr. Mike, he said, I don't think it's going to be that big of a leap from the SEC to the NFL. And I don't know why. When I saw the first couple sacks, I was like, well, I think he just found out. There is a couple of those type of guys out there, but no one like Myles Garrett. I mean, he is an elite guy. And as you say, he puts that power speed move on you, and you got issues. I don't care if you're a veteran or a rookie. You find out real quick how talented Myles Garrett is.
He is. Well, I said it on the broadcast. He's one of one.
Yep.
He's the only one. You know, and it's funny, they move him around a little bit, you know, so they're trying to move him around. It's like, it's like the worst episode. Remember that old book, Where's Waldo? And he was in a striped shirt and you could never find him. It's the worst Where's Waldo episode ever, because he wears 95 the whole time and he's 6'4" and 280 pounds and chiseled from a piece of granite. So it's like, you're not hiding him. I can see him. There he is. I see him.
Yeah, he is some kind of talent. Mark, we've talked about this before in the show many times. I know Bobby and I have spoke about it, and he felt maybe that was a certain time to play the rookie quarterback. And the Saints have made that decision. They're going to go with Tyler Shuck. I don't think there's ever a really good time. You got to play him. And that's going to be struggles early on. The processing part, where to go with the football. And we saw it last year with Drake May. Those first couple games, Drake didn't look very good. He looked awkward in the pocket. He didn't know where to go with the football downfield. But as the season went along, those last three or four games, you said, whoa, the Patriots got something here with Drake May. And then look what he does now with the Patriots. Your thoughts on Tyler Shuck getting that opportunity to be a starter for the first time, and he goes up against a Rams defense that knows how to get after you.
Yeah, well, the Rams defense is really good, and you know, baptism by fire. And this is why I said Jackson Dart should start from day one. It's going to be tough. You know, it's who cares? It's tough no matter when you start or when you get your opportunity. It's always going to be tough because they're NFL players, and so. You know, I looked at that like it's not a big deal. Like you get your start and you go, and that's what you have to do. So, it's always going to be hard. I will tell you this though, that it's interesting. I was having this conversation with somebody today. You don't ever know. Like I'm watching and I've got Raiders and I've got Jacksonville and I'm watching Trevor Lawrence and there's, you know, a drive or a series where he looks outstanding, and there's a series where he looks like he's never played before. And, you know, it's frustrating because you know he can do it, but then you know, I don't know that it's a lack of concentration. I think he just falls apart mechanically. It's almost like my golf game, you know, where I have a couple of holes I'll string together, three holes in a row where I get par, birdie, par, and I'm like, oh, I got to figure it out. And then all of a sudden it's triple, 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 you know, it's one of those things, and that's kind of where he is right now. And this is a guy that we talked about being a generational talent, generational talent. He's going to be unbelievable. Look at Caleb Williams, generational talent. How good is he? Like, and it doesn't necessarily click early. So, and then you see guys that people don't think very much of. They come in, the Brock Purdy's of the world, and they're great from day one. And so it's just a really interesting, there's some guys that get in the NFL and they're completely overwhelmed. And then there's some guys that don't hit their stride until they get in the NFL. And you don't ever know until you put the guy in.
Mark, I don't know how much you watch, but man, Chase Young for the Saints, man, he put together one hell of a game. Really, overall, the Saints' defense played well enough to win, but their offense is so lousy. They turned the ball over four times. You got numerous droop passes. You got a situation where all these pre-snap penalties, and it's not being done by the rookies. It's the vets doing it. You got people moving. It, you know, it's kind of a cluster you-know-what on offense. But, man, Chase Young really pieced it together, and a lot of times against the Bucs, he was one-on-one with Tristan Wirfs. Now, I know one thing. Wirfs can play at their very highest level, and Young was getting in there. He was a real difference maker in that game against the Bucs, despite the fact the Saints didn't win.
Yeah, you know, Chase is one of those dudes that you always thought, man, if you know, I had that rookie year where he was the rookie, you know, defensive rookie of the year and all those things, and I always looked at like, man, there was so much more on the table. Then he tears his ACL, and you know, and it just was never really the same. And you always kind of just waited for him to figure it out. And I think what happens to guys that are exceptionally gifted, and this happens to a lot of defensive players, most young defensive linemen don't know how to rush the passer. They really don't, because they've never had to. They just physically dominate people. That's what they do. And so you get into college, and there may be, you know, you play at Ohio State, there may be one or two guys you play against over the course of your college career that, you know, they can hold up. And everybody else you beat like a drum. And so you don't ever develop as a passer. You just don't develop because you can just physically beat dudes up. You get in the NFL, you can't do that. You know, I mean, I'm a 10th rounder out of Idaho, and like, run into me. You try to play a power game with me, I'll eat your lunch. There ain't nobody on the planet stronger than me when I played. It just didn't exist. And so if you thought you were going to run over me because I was 285-90 pounds, you had another thing coming. That's just not going to happen. And so if that's your game and that's the game that most college kids play, they get in the NFL and they get stymied and they get frustrated and then they lose confidence. And so when you get in the NFL, most of these guys truly don't know how to rush the passer. So that has to develop. And sometimes that takes some time, and then you throw an injury in there and you throw another year off that injury where you're not sure. And then you bounce around to a team or two like that. That'll wear your confidence. So cool to see him playing. Well, I really like Chase. I really do. So really cool to see him have that kind of game.
Insider Calls with Mark Slareffel, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Charlie?
You know, Mark, this is more of a generic question, I guess, but the Rams 5-2 start. They're coming off their bye week after they smoked Jacksonville out and across the pond, and Matthew Stafford's 5-touchdown performance out there. We already kind of brought up the weapons that they've got with Puka Nacua and Davante Adams and Kyren Williams, and the front seven is just ferocious. Mike and I were talking about it in the first segment that they're second in the NFL in sacks, only behind the Broncos with 26 on the season. But I want to just kind of get your thoughts on this Rams team and where do they really rank in the NFC hierarchy? Because obviously they're contenders, they're gigantic favorites this weekend for a reason, but where do you kind of put them in the top teams in the NFC?
They can play with anybody. So, you know, whether it's Green Bay, whether it's Detroit, they're right there. Like, I don't think there's any team that has set themselves apart in the NFC. I think there's three teams to me that are really good. Now, Philadelphia kind of figured out who they are, right? They went back to going, okay, listen, we got to run the ball. We got to dominate up front. And we got to limit our quarterback to throwing it 20, 22, 23 times a game. I think he was 15 to 20. And if we've got that formula, we're pretty good. But I think if you're talking about the best teams in football, the Rams are the best teams in the NFC. The Rams are right there with Detroit, with Green Bay. I think those three, to me right now, are probably the teams that are playing the best. And they dismantled Jacksonville. But I will say this, you know, this is one of the things that kills me about watching that game and kills me about the position that I played. You know, everybody looks at 7 sacks the last 2 weeks, and they're like, oh, my God, 7 sacks. You know, this offensive line sucks. And I would tell you, it's not your offensive line that sucks. It's your quarterback. Man, he took, of those 7 sacks, two of them were coverage sacks. And I think, as I charted it, I credited Trevor with four of the remaining sacks. So four of them were directly his responsibility. He ran out of bounds twice without throwing the ball away. The very first play of the game was a three-step drop where he had a hitch wide open, and he pulled it and decided to get something better, and then he got sacked on that one. And then there was one more sack where they brought a blitz where they had a guy that was not accounted for, and the hot rat, the receiver, turned his head and was like looking for the ball, and Trevor held on to it and took a sack there. So of those seven sacks, four of them were on your quarterback, two of them were on coverage because nobody got open, and only one of them would have been credited to the offensive line.
Mark, a final question for you. I've told this to Charlie and Steve. The Packers are the ultimate play-with-your-food type team. Mm-hmm. They remind me of my six-year-old granddaughter. She played with that food over and over and over again. They did for a half against the Steelers. First half, they played with the food all over the place. In the second half, whew, they ate up and ate up big time. Aaron mm-hmm. Rodgers looked like an old man in that second half when they started getting after him, and their offense really clicked with Jordan Love. I don't know. I can't really give you an identity to the Packers, to be honest with you, because I think when you have that sort of trait of playing around with an opponent or whatever and almost nonchalant, and I know that's not the case, but, man, all of a sudden what you saw in the second half, if they pieced it together, for me, they could be the best team in the NFC, but you can't play with your food like what they do all the time for quarters and halves.
Yeah, no question about it. They've really, they had injuries across their receiving core, and they just got Christian Watson back, and I think Dobbs has been out a little bit, and so they had some issues with that, but I'm telling you, that quick passing game, I mean, that ability for Jordan Love to get the ball in the hands of his playmakers and let them go make plays. And for my money right now, you watch Kraft play in that game. Dude, that was ridiculous, man. Good. So they're legit that way, and they're playing really good football. And I thought that they were the best team I had watched the first two weeks of the season. I thought they were far and away the best team I'd watched on film. And then they kind of got in that lull, like you said, and it hasn't been great, and they had some injuries. And against the Steelers in that second half, they let them hang around in that first half. But in that second half, man, it was Katie barred the door. And something I told you guys, gosh, when they first made that trade for Michael Parsons, I was like, I'd like to see them make him an off-the-ball linebacker.
Yeah, I remember.
Use him in multiple situations. Well, they did that, man, and him blitzing up the middle and tying things up and creating opportunities for other guys and not only creating opportunities for himself, I thought he was exceptional as well.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Always love when you come on with us, brother. Appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Mark.
All righty. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark is also the host of the Odyssey original, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. When we come back, it'll be our triple option feature, myself along with Charlie Long, Steve Geller, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike to tell you along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. It's our triple option feature. Steve, I'll let you go first.
Well, guys, we know the big news for Saints today was Tyler Shough being named starting quarterback for the Black and Gold this week at L.A., but the team also had a little bit of a workouts today at the facility, trying out three running backs, and we know they could use any kind of help in the backfield right now. A name we're very familiar, though, with, Tyrion Davis-Price was one of them, former LSU star, also Evan Hull and Ian Wheeler. This Black and Gold bunch, though, man, they just have not been committed to the run game, and I understand that you get behind in games and needed to play catch-up, so you got to pass a lot more, but there were times I felt even this past game, it was still a close matchup, and just there wasn't enough of that rushing attack, which makes me wonder about the status of Alvin Kamara. He hasn't looked like the same guy this year, and is that ankle injury bothering him a lot more than we even really know about?
Steve, tell me one thing they do really good on offense. One thing.
I can't at all, Mike. I can't even say.
I asked Bobby, and he was like, Mike, you done stumped me. This is like Jeopardy. But it's true. There's not really one thing you can hang your hat on, and you can say they do that really well.
No, they can't even line up right now.
Well, that's the thing that would, if I was a coach, that would drive me up the wall. And it's not the rookies making the mistakes.
Yeah, right.
It's the veteran guys. It's like, hey, you've been here before. Don't you know how to line up? Come on. You know, professional here. You should know how to line up and moving before the snap and all this other stuff. Man, Kellen Moore looks like a young man. I don't know how you're going to look like it in a couple of years, to be honest with you. Charlie?
Guys, I would go with the World Series game last night, but
come on, Charlie,
the wrong
give it
team,
up for the Dodgers.
No, the wrong team won, so I will not be talking about the 18-inning, like, it was a marathon, guys. I stayed up and watched it, by the way. It ended at, like, 2 o'clock local time.
Yeah, which, I made it to inning 13. That was it for me.
Funny
you're
enough,
like me, Steve.
Out in L.A., it was, well, I guess I could stay up a little bit later. I don't know, but I stayed up and watched the whole game, which, you know, I kind of regret it in the morning, but that's okay. Guys, I'm actually going to go with what Zach Nagy had mentioned earlier when we were interviewing him, Mike, in the first segment of the show, talking about brands in college football, because, you know, he brought up a really good point that recruiting LSU is recruiting more of the brand than necessarily any type of coach. And that's apparent with what Brian Kelly really was with LSU. But Mike, we were talking off air about this, and there's not many schools that can really say that they're a legitimate college football brand. And we came up with about a list of five. Obviously LSU, Alabama, Ohio State is a brand, Georgia, and Notre Dame were the five that are definite brands in our opinion. You know, maybe Mike, you had mentioned you could throw Oregon in that
Oregon's
list as well.
Oregon's close.
Michigan kind of was a brand with Jim Harbaugh, but now that Harbaugh's in the NFL coaching with the Chargers, they've lost a little bit of that brand appeal. But I thought it was an interesting thing because with Brian Kelly moving on from the program, obviously everything that happened on Sunday, everything that happened over the past 4 years, in all honesty, this 2026 recruiting class specifically is really big for LSU and retaining these players and being able to recruit the brand of LSU more than any one coach is obviously going to be seismic.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with the transfer situation also, because now there's not two of them. There's just one in January. So, man, the new coach, he got a lot on the plate real quick as far as high school recruiting, getting a staff together, and then understanding what that transfer situation is going to be like. So, adventurous offseason, we'll be talking all about it. Man, I got to give a shout-out. How about USM, Southern Miss, and what Charlie Huff has done for the Golden Eagles? Man, 6-2, 4-0 in the Sun Belt, and what a great job he's done. You talk about a roster turnover. He had an unbelievable roster turnover. And, man, listen, tip the cap to Coach Huff and what he's been able to do there at USM. We saw what he did when he was at Marshall and that program. And I was shocked that he left there to go to Southern Miss. For my good folks in Hattiesburg, you better do what you got to do to keep him. Because, man, in this cycle, he's going to get a lot of looks. But what a great job Huff has done in a short period of time. If I'd have told you back in May, USM, 8 games in, is going to be 6-2.
Nope.
Ain't nobody would have believed it. No one.
Marshall was awesome under Coach Huff's watch, and now he's brought that. This was a Southern Miss program that was kind of dead in the water, and he's completely revived them in year one leading that program. He's been awesome. He's a good ball coach. And like you, I think he's going to be scooped up at some point sooner rather than later. It's just a matter of if does it happen this cycle or maybe next cycle.
He's one hell of a coach.
I'd agree.
Give him that interview. Got one last thing to say. Happy birthday, Steve Geller.
Woo-hoo!
He turns 39 years old again today. So happy birthday, Steve, man. I hope it was a great day for you. And, you know, as you get older, listen, for somebody in their mid-60s, I'm going to tell you, you enjoy it a little bit better as you get older. You enjoy those birthdays because you know what is better than not seeing them.
No, I hear you, Mike. I'm just not big into the birthday celebrations. It's just another day.
Well, come on. You're going to get over that. You're going to get over that as you get older, Steve. I'm just telling you.
I feel older now. I'm 50.
What? I do sort of recall 50. So I get you. But again, happy birthday to you,
Thank
Steve.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We'll be back to finish it off here on hour number two of Sports Talk right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettay along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. A lot more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 in the 6 o'clock hour and in the Saints hour with Mike Haas coming up afterwards right after this news break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.